India Post's Maharashtra Circle on Wednesday launched a special cancellation featuring augmented reality, along with a commemorative postcard celebrating the Universal Postal Union's, UPU, 150th anniversary on World Post Day. The event took place at the General Post Office, GPO, where Amitabh Singh, Chief Postmaster General of India Post, Maharashtra Circle, unveiled the new initiatives. A cancellation is a postal marking applied on a postage stamp or postal stationery to deface the stamp and prevent its reuse. Cancellations come in a huge variety of designs, shapes, sizes, and colors. This year, UPU is celebrating its 150 years with the theme Enabling Communication and Empowering People Across Nations. Concurrently, India Post is observing National Postal Week from October 7-1-1, with a series of events scheduled throughout the week. Today's celebration is akin to a festival. The poster is unveiled across the world, including the General Assembly of the United Nations, Singh said. He noted the transformative role that postal services play in modern communication, contrasting it with their historical function as the primary medium of contact for earlier generations. Singh further said that India Post is expanding its digital footprint by introducing the Unified Payment Interface, UPI, to 40 African countries. This initiative represents one of our biggest achievements, as UPI has significantly increased digital transactions, making India a leader in this domain, he said, adding that digital transactions increased tenfold due to UPI and India is way ahead of other countries. In addition to its traditional services of letter and parcel distribution, India Post has been actively involved in various financial and administrative services. Over the past 5 months, the organization has facilitated the issuance of 1.5 lakh passports in Maharashtra, updated 7.5 lakh Aadhaar cards, and distributed 27 lakh driving licenses, along with voting cards. Post office will always remain a trusted partner for every system, Singh added. He also mentioned ongoing upgrades to India Post's IT infrastructure, with plans to facelift 1,000 post offices initially, and more in the future.